And now the game where we ask opinionated people about things about which we assume they have no opinion because they've never thought about them. We're very excited by this week's guest and a little frightened by him. He is perhaps the angriest comedian in the world. He's a regular on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart, is the author of the new book, Me of Little Faith. He's putting out a new CD called Anticipation. He is also the host of the Comedy Central show, Root of All Evil, Lewis Black. Welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. How are you?
It gets better every day, doesn't it?
Doesn't it really?
Really, I woke up this morning and things really just turned around finally, and I'm glad to see we're all back on track.
That's great. So all the things that have been driving you crazy for pretty much your entire life, they're all over now. They're done.
Oh, it's done.
It's done.
I'm so pleased.
Yes. So how are you
going to... Bad timing.
How are you going to do your act with nothing to get mad at? Right.
There's always the weather.
What does, I mean, I exaggerate a bit, but it is true that your act is, shall we say, well, I don't even know if it's an act, that your presentation to your audience is about how much you are upset by something you're talking about, whatever it may be. What upsets you these days?
Where do we begin? I feel like the Obama and McCain have been running... They've been running for office since I was 9 years old.
Yes, it's true.
I remember Eisenhower, and then these two guys started.
Right. I've seen you perform. Do you ever worry about your own health?
I have perfect blood pressure.
Perfect blood pressure. Doesn't get
everything upset. Else is rotting.
Are you really like that? I mean, we've seen your act, but if we meet you for dinner, say, have a dinner party with you, meet you in a social engagement, are you calm, mellow, or are you standing in the corner ranting?
Ask Adam.
Adam?
And Mo, they know me.
Oh, it's nothing but sunshine in person.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sunshine and kisses, yeah.
Constantly giving little gifts and hugs. Yeah.
lots of thank you notes.
Oh,
handwritten
God,
thank you notes.
God, with the thank you notes. I've got a drawer full.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
But my calligraphy is impeccable.
I was like
so
an old
precise.
Japanese man. Yeah. It's amazing.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, you're not like a lot of stand-ups who, like, you know, hit the clubs when they're 18 and you're out there. You came to it relatively late in life after another career, right?
Yeah, well, if you could call a career in playwriting a career.
Yes.
I wrote plays, which is, I've said this on numerous occasions, but if you've got a kid who wants to be a playwright, just shoot him.
Ooh, you should have written 12 Angry Men.
How did you then make the transition from starving playwright to a successful stand-up?
Well, I was writing and doing some acting, and then but always on the side I was doing stand-up kind of because it fascinated me, and I just kind of did it really and just on a lark, and then I kind of got people started going, you know, people started asking me to appear at clubs, and then then that became the road. Because apparently they paid you.
Yeah, they do that. So you've been doing this for a while. Do you ever feel trapped by your persona? Do you ever like want to say, yeah, but I'm not just angry. I want to be the romantic lead in my next project.
I don't think I can compare myself to Lassie and Rin Tin Tin. And I don't think that either of them felt trapped.
Really?
Cujo, on the other hand.
Yeah. A sweet, gentle soul with a flair for comedy, and nobody knew
no,
it.
No, I understand. Lassa used to constantly complain back in her trailer. She'd say, you know what? I just want to bite the kid. Just once. Just once. I want to show that side of me. I'm a carnivore. I want to bite him. Are you watching the Olympics?
Yeah, on occasion.
On occasion. Because the Olympics are perhaps the most uncynical event there is. I mean, there's not a single moment of irony or cynicism or even skepticism in the Olympics.
Nothing at all.
Right.
So, and especially the ads.
Right. They're all like soaring eagles and uplifting music and moms.
But
and
you
dads.
Know that thing that the most astonishing thing was to watch that opening, which is like seriously one of the most psychotic things I've ever watched. I mean, I was going, not since LSD has anyone really reflected what I used to see. But that only our country would show this. And then in the middle of something, there'd be a fireworks display that was beyond description, and then it would just cut to a commercial.
Right.
and then come back and they'd be in the middle of like doing some giant pentagram with 12 million people and a half a dozen excuses.
Well, Lewis Black, we are delighted to have you with us. We have invited you here this time to play a game that we're calling...
You're the most polite, well-behaved, sensible, calm person who ever rocked a sweater set and matching pearls.
For 30 years, Judith Martin has been writing the Miss Manners column, trying to bring civility and grace to a world devoted to boorishness. She has utterly failed, of course, but we decided to commemorate her anniversary by asking you, Lewis Black, who knows no bounds, three questions about the woman who knows just how to behave. Answer two questions correctly, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice, on their home voicemail answering machine, whatever they got. Corva, who is Lewis Black playing for?
Kurt Sigmund of Tempe, Arizona.
So you ready to do this?
Yeah, Kurt better just hang it up now.
Yeah, pretty much. I think Kurt just turned off his radio, so there's really no... Don't worry about him. All right, first question. Miss Manners is, of course, beloved by everyone except for a certain small coterie of people with a particular axe to grind. Who are these people, and what is their problem with Miss Manners? Are they A, Star Wars fans who are still furious with her for once dissing the movie The Empire Strikes Back? B, barbecue enthusiasts who have never forgiven her for referring to their cuisine as, quote, savage charred meat rituals? Or C, the residents of Dallas, Texas, for her comment that residents of that city, quote, have the manners of the cattle on which they grew rich, unquote?
Well, I'd say B.
You're going to go for B, barbecue enthusiasts.
Yes.
No, actually, it's Star Wars fans.
Wow.
Don't tick them off.
Who even knew they had feelings?
Before she was an advice columnist, Judith Martin was a movie reviewer for the Washington Post, and she did not care for The Empire Strikes Back, calling it, quote, a good junk movie. And to this day, people dressed as Boba Fett threaten her on the streets.
Well, they act out threatening her with action figures.
Exactly. So they sit there in their bedrooms going, oh, no. Yes, I am Boba Fett, Miss Manners, and I have come to... Oh, no.
You have defied me one last time, Miss Manners.
All over YouTube. I love it.
All right, you still got two chances here. You can do this. Next question. Miss Manners has been very influential and quite beloved over the years. Which of these was a way in which someone has paid tribute to her greatness? A, the Ole Miss Manners House, a residence at the University of Mississippi, in which her rules for behavior are rigorously enforced. B, classical composer Dominic Argento once sent a selection of her columns to music. Or C, the small town of Virginia where she grew up has erected a statue of her gently wagging her finger at the viewer.
Well, since that last one was such a psychotic one, I'd have to say B.
And classical composer Dominic Argento, is that your choice?
Yeah.
You're right.
Yep.
He did compose a song cycle. It was commissioned from him by Miss Manners' husband, who agreed to pay the exorbitant price the composer demanded in the hopes that he would go away. But he paid it, and he did it. It sets some of her columns on the topic of music to music. All right.
Well, that's a CD I got to go grab in the morning.
There you go. All right. Comes down to this, your last question. Get this right, you win it all. Miss Manners is not to be messed with, as was discovered once by somebody who she slapped down with a lawsuit. Who was it? A, porn star Missy Manners, star of Behind the Green Door, the sequel, who was forced to change her name. B, a honky-tonk-themed restaurant in Georgia which advertised itself with the slogan, Miss Manners comes here to let her hair down and eat with a spork. Or C, a performer at Midwestern minor league baseball games who called herself Mistress Manners and walked around slapping fans' wrists with a rubber ruler.
Wow. Wow. Any of those.
Can it be all three?
No, yes. It can't be.
If she sued any of those people, she really needed to take a time out. Well, I'll go with porn star.
You're going to with the porn star, Missy Manners?
Yes.
You're right. Missy Manners was the star of what some people believe to be the worst porn movie ever made, which is saying something.
What?
Behind the Green Door, the sequel. And after Miss Manners sued her, she had to change her name to plain Missy. Oddly enough, before Missy Manners went into that line of work, she worked as an aide to Senator Orrin Hatch.
Really? Is that true?
True fact.
Mm. Wow.
I hope that Missy Manners remembered to tip the pizza delivery guy. It's only polite.
Don't you think? Corva, how did Lewis Black do in our quiz?
Well, he got two correct, so Carl Castle will be recording the message for Kurt Sigmund of Tempe, Arizona.
Well done. Does that soothe your indignation for a moment?
Well, you know, I'm all about giving.
Yeah, we've heard. We've heard. So you've given again. Lewis Black is a Grammy Award-winning stand-up comedian. He hosts The Root of All Evil on Comedy Central. His latest comedy CD is Anticipation. His new book is called Me of Little Faith. Lewis Black, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.